Now, those studies involve much higher levels of selenium than even we've been talking about. Isn't it much beyond even the 300?
No, not necessarily. That's still physiological. And, you know, we did research with AIDS patients years ago because I, in fact, was the first one who recommended selenium supplementation to AIDS patients. And, in fact, this has been subsequently studied, and we did this ourselves, and we found symptomatic improvement of AIDS patients with selenium. For instance, the French have shown that the cardiomyopathy of AIDS patients can be alleviated by giving them selenium. And Dr. Montagnier, one of the co-discoverers of the AIDS virus, he actually also always recommended something has to be done against the oxygen radical production in HIV-infected subjects because that increases the pathogenicity of that virus. So, selenium and viruses, who would have thought that? Suddenly. But always, you see, it's again the higher dosage level that we need optimally for protection. Selenium is not just the trace element that is essential. It also has protective functions, and for that you need more. In other words, you need a little reserve. Okay, let's go down to the liver. Also, as we all will agree, a very important organ. And the liver also should be normally rich in selenium. And in fact, in animal studies have shown that a healthy animal will have high levels of selenium in the liver. And in fact, when one of the first studies that was done by Klaus Schwartz, when he made experimentally low selenium diets, when he fed those to rats, these rats would develop within 2 weeks, young rats, a fatal liver necrosis. In other words, the liver would simply die. And that actually led to the discovery of the essentiality of selenium. And it happens sometimes in humans. I myself once was asked to help in a case of a serious alcoholic. He had no detectable levels of selenium in his blood. And he had a very severely damaged liver. So he was given large doses of selenium. And he had a very, very remarkable recovery. So selenium in the liver, very, very important.